Alleluia, Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Lord be with you.
And also
with you. Let us pray. O God, who for our redemption gave your only begotten Son to the death of the cross, and by his glorious resurrection delivered us from the power of our enemy, grant us so to die daily to sin, that we may evermore live with him in the joy of his resurrection, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Peter began to speak to Cornelius and the other Gentiles. I truly understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. You know the message he sent to the people of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ, for he is Lord of all. That message spread throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John announced. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with his Holy Spirit and with power, how he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We are witnesses to all that he did, both in Judea and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree, but God raised him on the third day and allowed him to appear, not to all the people, but to us who are chosen by God as witnesses, and who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one ordained by God as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him that everyone who believes him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Colossians. Since you have been raised with Christ, Seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with him in glory. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
On the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." Then Peter and the other disciple set out and went toward the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent down to look in and saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb. He saw the linen wrapping lying there and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, who reached the tomb first, also went in, and he saw and believed, for as yet they did not understand the scripture that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples returned to their homes, but Mary stood weeping outside the tomb. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head and the other at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to him, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, 'I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God.'" Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord." And she told them that he had said these things to her. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
I speak these words to you in the name of the risen Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.
All over the world this morning, that joyful exclamation is being made as Christians greet one another on this most holy day. That Easter faith, it can't be explained, but it can be proclaimed. I'll never forget my mother's death and her funeral. The day before the service, her clergyman had asked me what I wanted him to say in the homily. So I told him some stories about my mother and her life. But finally, I just ended up by saying, "Just preach the gospel. Just preach the gospel." And in the course of his homily that day, he began to talk about mother's DNA being present in us, her family. Somehow, in his mind, that had something to do with her eternal life, I think. Now, don't get me wrong, he was a nice fellow. He was a sincere man. And I know that I have said some mighty strange things from the pulpit. But give me a break. DNA? The Easter faith is to be proclaimed, not explained. This day, you and I are called to enter more fully into the mystery that this day represents. We don't need some rational explanation, for there is none. Now, it's nice that Easter happens in the spring, when everything is blooming and creation is fresh again. And I've seen some of the little ones sporting lovely flowers in their hair, and it's wonderful. But let's not confuse nature and Christianity. It's natural for flowers to bloom again, and we all appreciate their beauty. But what we are celebrating this day is not natural. We are here to celebrate the most unnatural event of all. Death is what is natural. Easter is unnatural. Resurrection is God's way of showing his power and his control of nature, his control and his power, even of death itself. And that's why Christians are gathered today all over the world to celebrate. That's why our brothers and sisters in the faith rejoice even in the midst of death. So, our eternal life is neither natural, nor is it automatic. You see, there is a tremendous difference between immortality and eternal life. Immortality means that life goes on just in a different form, a different way, no matter what happens. And that's what a lot of people believe. And that may be what a lot of our Christian fellows believe also. That is, you die, and if your soul is immortal, you live again. But if that's the case, what's the big deal about Christ being raised from the dead? Why celebrate something that's automatic, that's going to happen anyway? Christians don't celebrate immortality. We celebrate eternal life that is given to us by Christ. Remember how we began the Lenten season 40 days ago on Ash Wednesday? The ashes at the altar were blessed with this prayer. Almighty God, you have created us out of the dust of the earth. Grant that these ashes may be to us a sign of our mortality and penitence, that we may remember that it is only by your gracious gift that we are given everlasting life through Jesus Christ, our Savior. It is only by God's gracious gift that we are given everlasting life. It's not automatic. It's God's gift to us. It's a gift. Strange, isn't it? Christmas is the feast that is marked by gift giving, and yet Easter is the feast of the greatest gift. And God's gift is given this way. As the angel of death passed over the children of Israel in Egypt because of the blood of the Lamb on the doorposts, Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us on the cross, and death passes over us because of his blood. Through the waters of the Red Sea, God led the children of Israel out of their bondage into the land of promise. Through the water of baptism, you and I have been led out of our bondage to sin and death into everlasting life. That's why we're here. We are here to celebrate. We are here to have a holy party, to rejoice in the victory of our Lord. The powers of death have done their worst. The gates of hell are broken down. Jesus is raised from the tomb. He has defeated death. And because death is defeated, we no longer need fear death. Because of his resurrection, we have this gift of eternal life in Christ. And because of that gift of eternal life, you and I can truly and fully live in this life now. Explain it? No. Proclaim it? Yes. So receive the gift. Rejoice in the gift. Are you ready? Alleluia, Christ is risen.
Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Amen.
Please stand with me and let us confess our faith together by reciting the Nicene Creed, found on page 8 of your bulletin. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ,
the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father, through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Dead shall live, what was dark shall shine, what was forgotten shall be remembered. For the Lord is risen and walks among us. Let us confidently bring before God the needs of all our world, asking God for renewal, saying, Christ is risen, Christ is risen indeed. God of life, in gratitude and great joy, we laud you for the gifts of Christ's resurrection. On this day, give us hope, for Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed.
On this feast day, which brings joy to all Christian believers, may we commit ourselves to work toward the unity of the church, that Christ's body may be one, for Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed.
Honoring the gift of Christ's risen body, may we rise to serve all those whose needs keep them from seeing themselves as the image of God, for Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed.
For all who have need of the gift of Easter, for all who journey from illness to health, from despair to hope, from grief to consolation, from loneliness to love, and especially for those on our prayer list. Margaret, Jean, Steve, Nicole, J.R., Blair, John and Joan, Paul, Marie, Chuck, Jimmy, Martha, Renee, Russell, Jaden, Ryan, Teddy, Richard, Brian, Regina, Irene, Larry, June, Michael, Joe, Margaret, Laura, Baylor, Shay, Ed, Doug, Cecilia, Ed, Alberta, Tom, Jim, Chad, Angela, Judy, Tony, Gordon, Steve, Jane, Mary, Charles, Rusty, Harry, Deb, Tony, Zach, Eddie, Gary and family, Bonita. For all our brothers and sisters, especially Betty Travis, that death may have no more power over us, for Christ is risen.
Christ is risen.
For all who suffer and all who mourn, that today the Lord God will wipe away all tears, for Christ is risen. May we have the persistent faith of Mary Magdalene and the surprised belief of John and Peter. May we long to be God's sign of life in our world, for Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed.
Are there other intercessions? We pray for the members of our armed forces. We give thanks for those celebrating birthdays this week, especially Fred Carpenter. May we be one in faith with all who have died in Christ, for life is hid with Christ in God, for Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed.
God of life, we thank you for the mystery planted in us, the paradox of life from death and community from scattered disciples. We pray you for the dying, which saves us from death, and for the rising, which brings us life. We pray as we live through Jesus, the risen one, in the power of the Holy Spirit, now and forever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be always with you.
Also with you.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Just want to take a moment to acknowledge the wonderful work that is done in this parish by our altar guild and our flower guild, who have made this place shine today. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, who do that for us. Thank you. Also, I would like to welcome our guests who are in our midst today and remind you that everyone is welcome to receive communion at this altar. More than welcome, you are encouraged to receive communion at this altar. Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God.
Thank you.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is meet and right so to do.
It is truly right to glorify you, Father, and to give you thanks. For you alone are God, living and true, dwelling in light inaccessible from before time and forevermore. Fountain of life and source of all goodness, you made all things and filled them with your blessing. You created them to rejoice in the splendor of your radiance. Countless throngs of angels stand before you to serve you night and day, and beholding the glory of your presence, they offer you unceasing praise, joining with them and giving voice to every creature under heaven. We acclaim you and glorify your name as we sing. Acclaim you, Holy Lord, glorious in power. Your mighty works reveal your wisdom and love. You formed us in your own image, giving the whole world into our care, so that in obedience to you, our Creator, we might rule and serve all your creatures. When our disobedience took us far from you, you did not abandon us to the power of death. In your mercy, you came to our help, so that in seeking you, we might find you. Again and again, you called us into covenant with you, and through the prophets, you taught us to hope for salvation. Father, you loved the world so much that in the fullness of time, you sent your only Son to be our Savior. Incarnate by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, he lived as one of us, yet without sin. To the poor, he proclaimed the good news of salvation, to prisoners, freedom, to the sorrowful, joy. To fulfill your purpose, he gave himself up to death, and rising from the grave, destroyed death and made the whole creation new. And that we might live no longer for ourselves, but for him who died and rose for us, he sent the Holy Spirit, his own first gift for those who believe, to complete his work in the world and to bring to fulfillment the sanctification of all. When the hour had come for him to be glorified by you, his heavenly Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. At supper with them, he took bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Father, we now celebrate this memorial of our redemption, recalling Christ's death and his descent among the dead, proclaiming his resurrection and ascension to your right hand, awaiting his coming in glory, and offering to you from the gifts you have given us, this bread and this cup. We praise you and we bless you. We praise you, we bless you, we give thanks to you, and we pray to you, Lord our God. Lord, we pray that in your goodness and mercy, your Holy Spirit may descend upon us and upon these gifts, sanctifying them and showing them to be holy gifts for your holy people, the bread of life and the cup of salvation, the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Grant that all who share this bread and cup may become one body and one spirit, a living sacrifice in Christ to the praise of your name. Remember, Lord, your one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, redeemed by the blood of your Christ. Reveal its unity, guard its faith, and preserve it in peace. And grant that we may find our inheritance with the Blessed Virgin Mary, with patriarchs, prophets, apostles, and martyrs, with Blessed Thaddeus and all the saints who have found favor with you in ages past. We praise you in union with them and give you glory through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Through Christ and with Christ and in Christ, all honor and glory are yours, Almighty God and Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, forever and ever.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Hallelujah. Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us.
Therefore, let us keep the feast.
The gifts of God for the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died and rose for you. Feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace, and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart, through Christ our Lord. Amen. May Almighty God, who has redeemed us and made us his children through the resurrection of his Son, our Lord, bestow upon you the riches of his blessing.
Amen.
May God, who through the water of baptism has raised us from sin into newness of life, make you holy and worthy to be united with Christ forever.
Amen.
May God, who has brought us out of bondage to sin into true and lasting freedom in the Redeemer, bring you to your eternal inheritance.
Amen.
And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you forever.
Amen.
Thank you.
forth in the name of Christ. Alleluia, alleluia.